Okay, today we begin the next parak, the fifth parak of Maseches Shabbos, and just like it's a requirement for a person himself to be shoves mimalacha on Shabbos, so too there's a mitzvah called shavisas behemto on Shabbos, and a person has to hold himself back from going out to Rosh Hashanah when he's carrying something, so he has to stop an animal also from carrying something in Rosh Hashanah, because that's a violation of shavisas behema. But if the animal is carrying something that protects it or that keeps it in the possession of its owner, and it's not considered a burden on the animal, then that would be permissible for the animal to go out with on Shabbos. So, b'me behim yotza, u'b'me ein yotza. Says the Mishnah, what is an animal allowed to go out with into Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, and what can it not go out with in Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos? So, yosei ha'gamal ba'afsar, v'na'aka b'chatom, v'luvdikim, Prumbia vasus bashir, that a camel is allowed to go out with its afsar or with the ring in its nose, and the luvdikim can go out with the bit in its mouth, and a horse can go out with the thing around its neck, because that's what protects the animal, that's what keeps the animal, that's what holds the animal. V'chal bale hasher, and any animal that needs a share for the beauty of the animal, like and these little animals, or little chayos, or dogs, yotzen basher, v'nim shachan basher, they can be brought out with a share, and they can be schlepped along with a share. V'mazin alein v'tovlin b'mekomen, and if the share itself becomes tameh, which is like the color of the animal itself becomes tameh, you could sprinkle the mechatos on it, or tovel it, while it's still on the animal. You don't have to remove it from the animal before the hazah or the tvila. So, my naka b'chatam, what is the naka, and what is the chatam that it's allowed to go out with? So it says, "Maram Rabbi Rechana, Nakasa Chivarti Bizmama de Parzala." It's like a white type of animal that goes out with a ring made out of barzel that's put through a hole in the animal's nose, and that protects the animal, keeps the animal in the reshus of the bailim, because the naaka is a type of animal that would naturally run away, so it's very difficult to hang on to it. So it needs a special high level shmira. So that's why we say that if it were a male, it would be enough to just have an afsar. But the nekeva is not mishtameris with an afsar. You need this special tabaas. You need this special ring in its nose. The luvdukim b'prumbia. And luvdukim can go out with a prumbia. Amrav huna chamara luva. It's a type of a donkey. B'page de parzela. And it goes out with some type of implement made out of barzel, because it's that's the shmira that it needs. Levi shadar zuzei the bechozai lemizvanei chamara luba. Levi sent money to the people of bechozai in order that they should buy with it a chamor luvi, which is a very expensive type of donkey. And the people of chozai didn't want to buy this chamor because they it was hard for them to send the chamor to such a distance. So tsaru, they wrapped up the money. Shadru le sari, and they sent. The bundle of money with saorim inside of it. Lemeimar the nigri the chamara sari, to be meramis to him that the footsteps of a chamar are commensurate with the food that you're going to give it. So if you're not going to feed it constantly, then the chamor is not going to walk all that distance. So they sent it in a hint with food that is normally eaten by a chamor. So Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel says Machlif and Lefnei Rebbe Shel Zu B'Zu, that when they the Talmidim, what happened, we learned in the Mishnah that a Gamal goes out with the Afsar, and the Naka goes out with the Chatam. So the Talmidim, when they asked this in front of Rebbe, they switched it around. The Afsar was on the Naka, and the Chatam was on the Gamal. And they said, Mahu, what's the din in that case? Would that also be mutter to go out with on Shabbos? Naka ba'afsar loti ba'ilach, kiven de lo mintari be'masuhu. Well, a Naka going out with the Afsar, that's not a Shaila, because it wouldn't really protect it enough, and therefore it's clearly just a burden. The question is, a gamel going out with a higher level of shmirah, since it could have gotten away with a lower level of shmirah, so this higher level of shmirah is considered a masui, or maybe just a little extra security is not called a masui. So Shmuel brings another thing that they discuss with Rebbe, whether shmirah yaseir is considered a masui. Amar lefanav Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, kach amar abba. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi quoted his father Rabbi Yossi. Arba behemos yotzos ba'afsar. There are four animals that are allowed to go out with an afsar. Hasus va'pered va'gomel va'chamar. Lemute mai. What's he coming to exclude? Lav lemute gomel v'chatam. Isn't he coming to tell me, but not a gomel with a chatam, that these four animals, it's enough to have the afsar, and that's why they're not allowed to go out with a higher level shmirah, but the gomel that is not allowed to go out with the chatam, because that's considered a shmiri yaseira, and a shmiri yaseira is considered to be a masui. So Rabbi says, no, not a raya at all. Lo lemute nakab afsar. He's only coming to exclude the nakab afsar, which is a lesser shmira than it requires, and that obviously is not going to be good. But masnisa tana in the brisa we learned luvdukim begamel yotzin baafsar, that luvdukim and a gamel can go out with an afsar, and we see from there that the gamel goes out dafka with an afsar and not with a chatam, because the chatam is a shmiri yaseira, and a shmiri yaseira is considered a masa, it's considered a burden. Kitanai, so says Gemara, you know what? This is a machlokas tanaim. This very issue that they had a suffix about in front of Rebbe, whether shmiri yaseira is considered a masa or not, might actually be a machlokas tanaim, because we have a braisa. Ein chaya yotza basugar, chananya omer yotza basugar, v'kol davar hamishtamer. That Tanakama says that a chay is not allowed to go into Rosh Hashanah with a certain type of rope around it, because that's considered a masa. And Chananya says, sure it can, and anything that protects it is not a masa. So b'mayaskinon, ilim b'chay gadol, if we're talking about a very large chaya, misagi lasugar, what, a little rope is going to be enough to hold on to it? Ela b'chay katana, we must be talking about a smaller chaya. Milo sagi lasugar? Is a sugar not going to be enough? Certainly that would be enough. So what's the reason for the Tanakama saying that it can't go out with it? So what kind of chaya are they arguing about? Elav chatuli kebinahu. The machlokas between Tanakama and Chananya is by a cat. Does it go? It cannot go out with a kolar, because the nature of a cat is that it doesn't want to run away so much, and therefore it doesn't really need much shmira at all. Not even the amount of shmira a regular chaya katana would require. So Tanakama is given the sagi. Since you could just take a little tiniest leash to protect the cat, so masuhu, so a kolar, which is a larger leash, is considered a masui. That's considered too much. The Chananya sover kol netirus yiseita lo amrina masuhu, and the Chananya holds that anything that's extra shmira is not considered a masui at all. So that is the machlokas tanoim. Amar Rav Huna bar Chiya, Amar Shmuel halacha ki Chananya. We pasken like Chananya that the chatul goes out with a kolar, and anything that's there for Shmir Yaseir is not considered a masa. Levi Breda Rav Huna Bar Chia, V'Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Havakazli Borcha. They were traveling on the road, and each of them was riding on his donkey, and Kadme Chamora de Levi, the Chamora de Rabba Bar Rav Huna. The Chamor of Levi went ahead of the Chamor of Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Rav Huna didn't know that the Chamor of Levi did this on his own. He thought that Levi was doing this to get ahead of him. So Chalash Daiti, Rabba Rav Huna, Rabba Rav Huna got a little bit upset, because he was greater than Levi, and now Levi is going ahead of him. So Amar Emalei Milsa. So he said, I'm going to tell him something. Ki hechidi tosav daite, in order that he'll calm down. Meaning this was Levi saying to himself, I better say something so that he'll realize that I wasn't trying to do this to him. I wasn't trying to humiliate him. So Amalei. So he said to Rabba Rav Huna, we know that a chamar is allowed to be yotze ba'afsar because that helps protect it. And we learn from there that a prumbia, the bit that's a shmira ma'ula, is an even greater shmira than the afsar, he's not allowed to go out with. But chamar shasok of roim, what if you have a donkey that has behavior problems and it requires a little extra shmira? Kigonze, like my donkey that's misbehaving and has a mind of its own and is going going where I don't want it to go. Mahu latzeis beprumbia b'Shabbos. Would it be allowed to go out with a prumbia on Shabbos? So that was a way of hinting to him that he didn't intend to do this, because he was saying explicitly that his donkey ran ahead on its own. So Amalei halchi amar vucha mishmei d'shmuel. He said, you should know, your father Rav Huna bar Chiya said in the Mishmuel halacha kechananya, that we pass like chananya, that a chaya could go out with a sugar, which is a shmiri yisera, it's more than it really needs, and nevertheless it's mutter. So a regular chamor with a prumbia is a shmiri yisera, could go out with that shmiri yisera on Shabbos, and certainly your donkey, which requires that shmiri yisera, can go out with it on Shabbos, because that's the actual shmira that your donkey is going to require. So in that way he told him that not only is it mutter for your donkey, it would be mutter for any donkey to go out like that. Okay, we will stop there.